Welcome, welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
Or as Joe Rogan says, hello, friends.
Yeah, hello. Hey, well, I'm going to talk to you about elk meat.
Okay. It's delicious.
It's delicious. It is good.
It really is. Anyway, hey, welcome back to another episode. We're actually going to piggyback off of what the last episode was. Yep. Censorship.
Yep. It was too big of a topic to just cut off.
We like to keep our episodes 40, 45 minutes. That one, I think we stopped right at 45. I think we're going to continue with this one. I don't remember where we left off.
Well, we were talking about music and stuff, but music, I mean, it just everything was just kind of, tied together, and there's just so much to be said about, the different things you can censor kids from and where it leads to as they get older. We're going to during this episode, we're going to talk about the talk, with your children. We all know the talk, and some people had it, some people never had it,
I'm not going to lie, I never had it.
I didn't either. So
I learned in school. It was in school. But in high school, but they didn't go on. You don't go into detail or anything.
No, so. It's just you always hear about it. And I it never really had it either, but I kind of figured it out too, for myself. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm watching some or talking to kids at school, or I think by the time my dad definitely wasn't gonna do it. So if my mom was gonna do it, probably by the time she was gonna get around to doing it, I already knew. So I was like, I probably don't need to have this conversation. But
take Bill Engvall.
But it's something,
sits down and you taking notes, learning from his own son.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Oh yeah. That's funny. We were talking about music and I love music. I listen to it all the time. And I love that my daughter's into it too, and she's very well rounded in what she's listening to. She likes to listen to all kinds of things. And we have that influence, on our kids, even with what we're listening to, they might be into it. And I ain't gonna lie to you, okay? When she's just a little one, you better believe I was blasting that metal. Just getting that heavy stuff, rocking and rolling. Because even if they're saying stuff that's probably not great, you don't understand what they're saying.
No, I don't.
Just get that blast beat.
I don't see how you can listen to that.
I love it.
I can't.
I love it. I live for it.
And
it's not all like that.
I know.
But
I just can't. I can't do it, man. Like, Metallica, about as heavy as I get.
Dude, she likes Metallica.
Dude, I'll throw Metallica on for my kids.
Dude, she hears that bell. Dun, for whom the bell tolls. She knows.
The ground came.
Yeah, man. Ooh, yeah!
Shoot, there's times when we're sitting there fixing dinner, and I'm there with Valerie, and I'll say, hey, Alexa, play some Metallica.
Oh, yeah, get it.
And she'll be like, what? And I'll be like,
and I think, you're probably going to get that a lot of people, Metallica, that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, stuff like that.
Yep.
But, of course, me being the way I am, take a step further. So she's into some of the heavy stuff, too, but she likes. But I played some Rob Zombie. She's into Rob.
See, okay, I can do Rob Zombie.
Yeah,
I can do that. Power Man 5000. I can do all that.
PM5K, baby, get it. Mm-hmm. She likes... Oh, man. Pantera. I get some Pantera.
That's
she
awesome.
She likes Walk.
Yes.
Yes. She likes Walk a lot.
So. Korn?
Yeah, she likes some Korn. Blind, Are You Ready?
Creed.
I'm ready.
I'm just kidding. Nickelback. Nickelback.
I censor my child from certain music, but it has nothing to do with what they're saying. It's because it's terrible. Creed, Nickelback, you don't get any of that. You want to listen to that, you move out of my house.
Fun fact, Creed was my very first concert I ever went to.
Here? Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember they came to Pearl Jam, didn't they, back in the day?
No, it wasn't Pearl Jam. It was Nickelback opened for them before they got big.
Yeah.
And then Seven Dust.
I remember that concert. I didn't go, but I'd heard that Seven Dust is great.
Dude. And then Creed came out.
Yeah.
And that's when they were in their high, their popular.
With arms wide open. Mm-hmm. Did they play, What If? What If?
I believe so.
What If? What If? Ah! Whoa, damn. Yeah. That's like their heavy song. They're like, stop, Scott.
Yep, stabs. You stop it.
He's got his leg up. Anyway, but yeah, I do shelter her from certain music, and it's that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's terrible, it's like the YouTube videos we talk about.
Oh my gosh.
You don't get to listen to this. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
See,
what was it about? No, it's just terrible. It's talentless garbage. I don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to something else. That's just my opinion, man. You like Nickelback, Creed, cool. Yeah.
See, I don't like Nickelback. I can't stand. I thought they sucked when I saw them live. Nickelback?
Yeah.
Oh they're terrible. Trash. See, I'm a fan of Creed.
Here's the thing. I don't care what you say. Side note, though. There is a video, and I happened to watch it one time, social media. It was Nickelback playing a Sabbath True, Metallica. Because they're good. Like, they're talented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just their songs are trash. But when they play, like, they have the talent, though. So when they play Metallica, it's like, sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. Yeah. I feel that. But then they go into, this is how you remind me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lose me.
Yeah,
okay, I'm gone now.
You don't.
So, yes, I do censor her from that.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do
remember.
I'll do. Yeah, I'm just going to turn into country.
But
every time I do remember.
I try to censor her from country as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you shut your damn mouth.
I don't win, though.
You shut your dang mouth right now.
I can't win.
I just swore. Dang it.
Well, there you go. Well.
Censorship.
Censor. This one's going to be a PG-13 episode.
Uh-oh.
Thanks a lot.
Dang
Leave it.
It
to you.
That's it.
I thought I'd be the one to slip up in here. I mean, I might have to like squeeze over here to make sure not the wrong word doesn't pop out of my mouth.
Hey, you start dissing country.
Oh, that's what it was? Everything I say, and it's, how dare you?
How dare you?
Talk about my country music.
You can bring out the redneck in me.
Bumbling from digging. You know, it's all about driving a tractor.
Hey, nothing wrong with
dog,
that.
Dog, girlfriend left you.
Hey,
got a truck.
Hey, play it backwards to get it all back.
That's so fun.
Man.
That's fun. Oh, I like it.
No, lately that's all about drinking, man.
All
country songs are about drinking now.
Yeah, talking about, you know, they're all about partying.
It was 90s and 80s and 90s. I was about losing your truck, your girlfriend, your dog. Now it's like
down in the bayou.
Yeah, it's all about drinking now.
Yeah, it's some bad. There's some bad songs out there, and it ain't all country. Okay, and I can't win with everything. You know,
you ain't gonna win this battle.
Maybe I'm trying to censor her from the wrong things. I don't know. It's like funny. The things I try to keep away from is like stuff that's not that bad. You will not listen to Creed, Nickelback, no country.
But
you can listen to Slipknot. She likes Slipknot, by the way.
Oh my
she likes
gosh.
Them live too. I'll put like YouTube on and watch them live because it's amped, man.
Oh,
I've been to a Slipknot concert. That is live.
I can't do it, man.
I do, yeah. Well, you make a choice.
I just.
Yeah.
You know, but see, but it's different between me and you, because like I like My Chemical Romance. You don't like them.
Yeah, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
I'll actually be seeing them. I'm going to Aftershock Festival next October, and they're one of the headliners.
Better bring a mask.
With Metallica.
You're going to be wearing a mask.
It'll be October, California. I'm sure they'll have
some. Nah, they might as well cancel right now.
California, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of people who went out. I went last year, and they had like the... Like some people, but they just, it's like a look thing, you know, like they have designed like sleeve mat, like the neck deal. I don't know whatever. What that's going to look like next year. I'm excited though, man. I need some live music in my life. I need it.
I'll play for you. It's not going to be pretty, but I'll do something.
Appreciate you.
I'm going to bust out my acoustic guitar.
You know, it's like what I said, like I grew up, I had some young parents. My dad was like, my dad still doesn't give, he just doesn't care. It's like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was trying, you know. But she had, like, I remember she had her vinyls, you know, she had vinyls, people, okay?
Record. Easy.
She had tons of good stuff, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction vinyl. And if you've ever seen the sleeve, the inside of the vinyl or CD sleeve, dude, there's, like, an artwork in there, and it's pretty brutal, okay? So you see that at 7.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then, you know, you hear some of their songs, because they cuss in some of their music, or whatever, and it's like... I mean, it's kind of, after that, you know, so she'd try to be like, what do you, you shouldn't let, and it's like, you know, let's be honest.
Yeah.
She tried. It was usually like a cover of an album, like, you shouldn't listen to that. I'm like, cool, so I start burning CDs. So like, then she didn't know what it looked like.
Mm-mm.
So it's all imagery with her, you know. It's like, you shouldn't. Okay, cool. Get rid of that, and I'll just listen to it.
Start burning the CDs.
Yeah.
And they don't know. She don't know who the artists are.
Right. And you know, that was a different time, man. It was like, you know, you couldn't just get online and like look up, like, what is my kid listening to? Like, what is this? What are the lyrics about?
Yeah.
Oh, like now you can, you know. And so, having been through that, knowing, so yeah, if my kid's popping something in there, I'm like, oh, I know exactly. Like, if she's trying to listen to WAP. We got a problem. That's in. So there's where I censor. So everybody knows. I do have a boundary, and that's it. That song or, you know, my neck, my back, that's out. No dice.
So no.
So, no, yeah. That stuff's pretty, pretty brutal.
Oh, my gosh.
Very vulgar. So I'm trying. You know, I try a little bit with the music. Music, I'm very lenient with music because I love music so much, and I respect
it. I tell you
so
what, much. Landon is all about Imagine Dragons.
They're good. Dude, I have no quarrel with him.
He's all about Imagine Dragons. Yeah, he'll get in the shower. Hey, Alexa, play Imagine Dragons. Yeah. He's in there. Radioactive. He's going on. Dude, he had Radioactive on repeat for like an hour, and he was just laying there on his floor. He fell asleep. Took like a 45-minute nap.
You should splice in like some deathcore in there just to mess with him. See how he reacts.
He would turn out like you.
It's like Imagine Dragons and then Suicide Silence. What is Imagine Dragons? Dieter's Murder. Suicide Silence. Cannibal Corpse. Some death metal. Cannibal Corpse. Whoa. So I don't let her look at the imagery on the album cover with the Cannibal Corpse.
I have no idea who you're talking
about. But she's heard Hammer Smash Face for sure.
I've never. What kind of thing is that? Seriously, like, okay.
You will know this song. It's on Ace Ventura, the movie. Yeah. Remember Ace Ventura?
Yeah.
When he goes into that club to find his buddy.
Yeah.
You know, New England Clam Chowder. Is that the red or the white? The band that's playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, my God. Well, it's been a long time, so I guess I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to watch it again now.
Yeah. So, I don't listen to it too much. But, hey, like I said, with music, I'm a little bit more lenient, but I also monitor.
I just, my kids, I mean, when they're with me, they did. So, when they're with Valerie, she has a little playlist that she made for them. And it's like a lot of Disney songs, like from Descendants.
And she and Juliana loves that stuff, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what I want, a well-rounded, just, you know.
Like, I have a playlist that's called Easy Listening, and it's what I can listen to or what I listen to around the kids. Because it's, like, really no swearing except for that one song drops the F-bomb, so I'll turn it down real quick. But
I made a mix similar. That's stuff that I know.
Then I got my own that I listen to when they're not even around. But a lot of my music just depends on what mood I'm in.
Sure.
If I'm angry, frustrated, or something like that. Actually, if I want to calm down, I'm going to put it out there. Big band. Michael Bublé. I'll listen to it.
Michael Bublé. Talented man.
I'll listen to it,
but I have no quarrel with him.
I'll listen to it because it calms me down.
Talented man.
If I'm stressed, if I'm angry, I'll come out here in the shop, turn on some Michael Bublé, Bing Crosby.
I actually just read an article about him the other day. He loved the new Deftones album. I'm a huge Deftones fan, and they dropped a new album recently. So good. And I was like, but that's why I love music so much. Like, you hear like a guy like Michael Bublé, once, twice, like sing like, you know, likes Deftones.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's why that kind of stuff is why I'm the way I am with what she listens to. Because the thing is, let's face it, I mean, she's 8 years old. If she's listening to music, I'm probably sitting right there.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, I can.
Or you're in the next room and you can hear it.
Yeah.
Especially with mine, because it'll just freaking crank it up.
Yeah, and she goes and takes a shower. She tells Alexa, and what she puts on, she's not putting on my music. She puts on her music.
Yep.
And it's like Disney
stuff.
That's
what mine do, too.
You know, it's very rare, honestly, that, like, she enjoys it listening to me. I think it's somewhat of, like, a connection thing. And that's what I love about with music is that she has music she listens to on her own. She has music she listens to with Alex. She has music she listens to with me. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny how I know that she is starting to turn that corner where I think I almost won. Mm-hmm. Is if Alex is driving, you know, and she's flipping through the stations and a song pops on, like, you know, Down with the Sickness or something.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, she loves Disturbs. Okay. Wah. Ooh, wah. So she's like, turn that back. It's coming back on. She has no choice in the matter. You know? So I've won a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the 50-yard line. We're getting ready to get in the red zone. We're going to score,
mm-hmm.
you know, touchdown here with the music.
See, I'll turn that type of music on with Allie.
Yeah.
And I'll just be rocking out, but she thinks it's just fun and games. Yeah. And I'm like, no, this is real life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you down with the sickness?
Yeah.
Huh? Like that meme that I sent you guys?
Yeah.
You know, the difference here's the difference between flu, and here's the difference between COVID.
Yeah.
And here's the difference. Here's how you know you're down with the sickness.
Yeah.
Wah!
Good,
it's true,
man.
It was good.
That's the one thing, like, and I was into movies a lot, too, like, when I was younger, but music was, like, the one thing that I was so into, to the point where, like, that's why I'm older now, and I'm, like, finally decided to take time to, like, learn how to play guitar, learn music, because I love it, and so
I love listening to it. Yeah. I've tried learning the acoustic guitar.
It's hard, man.
I can't. I think it's hard. I have big hands, but I have, like, big palms, but my fingers are, like, little nubs. Dude, I can't.
It's really hard. Yeah. It takes a lot of time. It was a New Year's resolution I did 3 years ago. It's the only New Year's resolution I've ever stuck with. I did try to bite. I've done like 3 different times, tried to stop biting my nails. I'm terrible.
How many times I've said I was going to lose weight?
Yeah.
I keep growing.
And how many people, you know what I mean, like do these things? It's like, you know what, this is the one I'm going to do. And I did. And so it's awesome. But yeah, anyway, I think she can tell too much like how much I'm like into whatever it is I'm listening to. So she's like loves it. But
so like with me, I have to anything I do. If I'm mowing the lawn, even if I'm like doing chores around the house,
yeah,
gotta listen to music.
Yeah, me too.
Like if I'm sweeping, like if I'm doing anything, got earbuds in, listening to music.
Yeah,
and it drives Valerie nuts because she wants to talk to me, and I'm like, I don't want to talk. If I went to work,
yeah,
I listen to my music, and we'll get it done.
I think music might be the one thing that I have that is out there that I hardly censor.
My getaway.
Like, well, I mean, but there's not much that I'll be like, nah, you're not listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, but I'm probably not going to, if it's really bad, I'm not going to even try to have it around her.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right now, Allie, she listens to, I don't know, some YouTuber that put out a few songs, and so when she's in the shower, Alexa, play this song, and she'll listen to it.
Sure.
It's not a bad song.
No.
Actually, the beat and everything is, it reminds me of a different song that's on the radio,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't...
Is that a little girl? Mm-hmm. She's kind of a big deal. I'm trying to remember her name. I hear it all the time.
It's not JoJo. It's not that JoJo
Siwa. Oh, it's not JoJo Siwa?
No.
Oh, okay. That's
she was thinking. Into her when she was younger.
Yeah. That's
but no, this one, the last name is B. Like, they go by Miss B and Dad B or something. I don't know.
Sure.
Some family up in, I think they're in Canada or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But, she watches them. And then the daughter put out some songs. And so she'll listen to them. And I listen to them, too. Just with her in the background. And they're good songs. They're not bad songs or anything. So,
you know, we've talked about this before, like, you know, is like with watching little kids shows like all day long. Mm-hmm. Like I was the same with music. Like I'm fine to listen to some of that for a little bit, but like if we're like driving, it's her and I driving around, like I'm not putting that on.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna listen to what I want to listen to. And
it drives them nuts when they ride with me, because I don't let them.
Nah, man,
if I'm driving, like, I'm going to listen to what I listen
driving.
To. Now, if mom's in there.
Yeah, that's when it changes.
Sure. Okay, you put that list on, you know, whatever.
Nah, I'm the same.
It's gotten to the point where she'll ask for the country because she knows that she'll know the songs and like the songs. Other than that, she really doesn't.
And Alex in the car typically doesn't even really care what's on. But when she does, we'll put, you know, other stuff on. But there's some common ground that, you know, we've always liked Blink-182, love Blink-182, and Juliana loves Blink-182. We both love Blink-182.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those, you know, common. So she into them, likes them.
It's funny because it wasn't until a few years after high school I actually got into
Blink. Really?
Well, the skater type of music.
Yeah.
Because in high school I was all about the rap.
Yeah, oh yeah, you love that rap, baby.
Dude, I loved it. Well, because I had
the world is mine!
Yeah, I mean, I had that car.
West Side
12, you know, 12-inch speakers in the back, got the subs going.
Everybody had the subs back then. I might be the only person that didn't have subs in my car.
Man, I think I spent more on my stereo system than I did the car.
That's how a lot of people were. Our buddy Colt was the same way, remember? Him and his car.
He had
the Mustang.
Yeah, he had a Mustang.
He juiced that up pretty good.
I had was that little hatchback Pontiac Le Mans, 88.
Yeah.
Yeah, you but, know what, though, dude, man? The speakers just rattled the car like crazy.
But here's the deal, especially when you're in high school. You got to drive around, and when you're driving, I can't see the outside of the car. I can see the inside, though, and I can hear the inside. That's how I'm now, even. I want
and it sounded good.
I want to be able to listen to music. So, like, when we got a new car, I was like, what's the inside? I mean, yeah, I want it to look good on the outside, but what do we got on the inside here? How easy is it for me to get my music going? Do I get in, turn the car on, and it syncs to my phone right away and it's playing? Or do I got to wait 20 minutes?
No, I got to wait 20 minutes. Because I got to plug all this stuff in. I'm not fancy like you.
Well, no, I was because, right? Like, you know, that was finally we got a new car. Yeah. That was, like, the first new car that we've gotten in, like, a long time. So, actually, ever. That was the first car we've ever gotten. That was new, so... anyway, we're totally off topic now, but
totally off.
You know what though, I think, like I said, I'm pretty lenient with the music. TV shows is a big one.
Because
we all like shows. Everybody likes to watch shows. They got the shows they want to watch.
They like a lot of Disney stuff.
Sure.
I love SpongeBob. Valerie doesn't. She thinks he's annoying.
Never got into SpongeBob.
But I'm like, it could be worse.
Sure.
You know, because she's like, oh, all he does is run around and scream. And I'm like, what do you think they do? That's they don't even watch SpongeBob. What do you think these kids do? Run around screaming all freaking day.
And I'll be honest, man. Like, I've heard, I've probably never watched SpongeBob, really. Juliana's not into it, mostly because we never watched it. But I can think of shows from when we were younger that are way worse. Way worse than probably what SpongeBob is.
Oh, I can think of
Ren and Stimpy.
That's what I was just about. I was going to say, I can think of some shows that, like, Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, there was some shows that, like,
you watch it now and you're like,
yeah, what?
What?
Well, it's like from the 80s. Like, all those kid movies are from the 80s. You watch them now, you're like, that ain't a kid movie.
Well, even the subliminal stuff that they put in the old Disney movies.
Yeah, man. That's why what were we talking about, man? You got it. That's why you screen it first, check it out, or at least have an idea. You know, going into it. But it's funny when you watch, like, an old 80s movie and they say stuff, and you're like,
wait a minute.
How did... But, you know, even if my parents heard it then, they probably didn't even think anything of it, because back in the 80s... It's like, whether you see the memes, man, 80s, nobody cared.
No one cared.
It was the 80s, great decade. Let's just be real.
Nobody 80s, cared. 80s, early 90s.
Nobody gave a rip what was going on, man. No. Like, no seatbelts.
It's right in the back of the pickup.
PG kids. Movies, you got people getting their hearts ripped out, like Indiana Jones, Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
You know, that's a PG movie. Jaws is PG from 75. That guy's getting eaten by a shark, blood squirting out of his mouth. That's PG.
PG.
She can't. I tried watching that with her, actually. She didn't want to. And that's fine. I'm not going to force it. But, I mean, because I saw it when I was younger. I saw Jaws. We saw all the Jaws. Like, nobody cared. But I was, like, probably six when I saw it. And they
were like, eh. Well, it's like the other day I watched The Mask.
Yeah, we watched The Mask with her.
I mean, I watched it the other day, and I was like, I don't remember any of this.
See, that's funny. I remember quite a bit. Like, I knew it wasn't bad. And it's not that bad.
It's not.
But you definitely...
But then there's a lot of things, you know, like that cartoon that he's obsessed with, and then he turns into the wolf and stuff. Like, they don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. I forget who that is.
And he's like,
oh. Yeah. And what is it? Barking at chicks, you know.
Yeah, well, not just that, but, like, when he turns into that character, like, my kids have no idea who that character is.
Sure, it's an old cartoon.
I do.
Yeah.
But they don't. And so I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, we love watching, like, I got my favorite shows, you know, Alex has hers, like, and there's just shows that we go to that we watch, and she honestly has been watching them right there with us since she was a little kid, and that's The Office, Friends, and Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And you can, you know.
No, we watch The Friends with them all the time.
Yeah. People are going to have their opinions, like, oh, because in Friends, they talk about sex, like, all the time. You don't even notice it, too. Like, it's funny. We never noticed this when we were younger. Then we had a kid, and then she was getting older. And
that's like, when you start noticing things.
It is. And we're like, man, they really talk about this all the time. Like, all the time. Like, there's other shows that it gets mentioned, but it's not like The Office and Seinfeld, they'll bring it up, but it's more tasteful. Like, Friends is just dropping it left and right. Like, that's all they're talking about. And now it's just too late, like, because she loves it, and it's...
Well, Val, she'll just have it on in the background when she's cleaning the house.
That's what I'm saying. It's on.
Because we've seen it so many times that we have every single episode memorized.
Yeah.
That you're just sitting there working, she's working whatever, and you hear something, and you'll laugh because you know exactly what's going on the screen, even though you're not watching it.
Yeah. And I think, especially with Friends, her watching Friends from an early age led to her bringing up certain conversations, certain topics.
Yeah.
And we had an agreement that, Alex and I, that whenever she had a question, whether whatever it was, that we weren't going to just brush it off, no matter what the topic was, that we would try to give her a straight answer. Maybe not in super detail, but that we would try to give it to her straight to an extent. So it's our own doing. You know, I'll own it. She's watching Friends when she's like 5 or 6 years old. So yeah, by the time she's 6, 7, 8, she's asking questions about stuff. So now she's, you know, going to be 9 pretty soon. She already knows because of the conversations that we've had. But I'll honestly, I'd rather have had that and be able to have these conversations than to have not exposed her to anything. And then she goes out and hears it from somebody else. And whatever, you know, she's 10
or 11. Or tries to go and explore it on the internet by herself.
Right. Well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Or just, you know, at school hearing it for the first time from somebody else and doesn't have any frame of reference. She has no idea what she's hearing.
Shoot, I remember when I was a little kid, probably 7, probably 8. I remember asking Seth, who was only 2 years older than me. I was like, I don't remember what he told me. I think him and his buddies just kind of looked at each other like,
how do I answer this?
Yeah, exactly.
Find a parent.
But now with Allie, I think she's just so oblivious to everything.
Right. And
like,
that's fine.
Like, she probably has no idea about anything.
Or maybe she does. But she just acts like she doesn't.
Nah. She doesn't ask questions. She's just like, whatever. Yeah. Now you got Landon, who's 8. He's asking questions.
Because he cares to know. I think maybe just Allie, she just don't care to know.
Allie just doesn't, she's not into it. Care. Yeah. She doesn't. No, she's not. Out, and then you got Landon, who's, the heck is this?
Sure.
We're not going to lie to him.
No, I think it's really, man.
So I just straight up tell him.
I think. You know?
And then, you know, growing up, when you're talking about their privates,
yeah,
we call them what it is. We don't say the hoo-ha or the
whatever. It's interesting that you said it because, you know, Alex, you know, she got her degree in, you know, early childhood education and learned, like, and there was a big emphasis growing up was like, hey, don't call it, you know, to me even and to other people, like, to not say nicknames for those because if you're a parent or if, for it to be respected and, you know, all that, like, call it what it is respectfully, but don't give a nickname because that's how you can usually, like, if you raise them saying, calling it what it is or whatever, it's their whole life, and then one day they're calling it something else, that's a trigger. You know that somebody else has said that to them, and then you can almost like be like, "Whoa, who told you that?" You know, and it's just something to be. It's an easy way to be aware of if somebody's infiltrating your child's like brain with your woo-ha, your ha-ha. It's like, who told you that? Who called it that?
Yeah.
Oh, so and so did. Psh, we're gonna be having a conversation immediately. You know, and so, yeah, the only time she's ever heard it, it'd be on like a show or something. You know. As far as like relatives, us, it's, you know, it's your vagina.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not calling it something else because it's not a game. And it's like what we're talking about in the episode prior, like, there's people out there. There's bad people. And that's how they lure, you know, kids with calling it a little nickname thing and then you think it's all play. Nah, that ain't a game. It's not a joke. So if you raise them up, you're calling it what it is. And they know about it, and they know what that stuff is, the sooner the better, so that it's a trigger. So if they say, call it something else, or somebody's saying that around them, you're like, hold up. That's not what we're saying.
Well, one, who said that, and two, why are they talking about
you? That's exactly, And it's just this little thing. It's actually a very easy thing. Not a lot of people realize or know about, but it's such an easy way to pick up on maybe something that's against the grain of what you're used to at home. Like, you know, she comes home one day, and refers to it as that, I'm gonna be like, where'd that come from?
Makes sense.
A teacher said,
I didn't think about it that way, but we were just straight with our kids, you know. You call it this, that's what it is. You call it this, that's what it is.
And it is, but it's just so interesting because there's even more reason other than just calling it, there's a reason behind it too. Like, it's because that's what it is called, but it is also because, it's a way to know if something else is going on that maybe they haven't told you about, you know, they didn't want to tell you, maybe they didn't even notice, but whatever it is, you're going to pick up on it quick. So, without even, you didn't even realize it.
I didn't.
But you would know.
I don't know.
If they said that, you'd be like, who told you that?
Told you that?
Yeah. Lock it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that's probably a big part of why we are with maybe being lenient with some stuff is because from as soon as she could start talking, man, we were talking to her about certain things, kind of like with like private parts stuff, like nobody touches you, nobody talks mm-hmm. about that to you. And so it wasn't as big a deal when it was getting referenced on, you know, friends or whatever, because we'd already been having that conversation, and she mm-hmm. already knew at a young age, like, if she had a question about something, she could ask us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sheltering thing, you know?
Yeah, we're the same with our kids. Yeah. I mean, we'll ask them just periodically, have you ever been? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been touched?
Sure.
You know? It's good. You have to, because if you don't, they're going to think, you know, they don't care about me.
No, the sooner I really do believe that the sooner you can have that conversation, the better, like, because it is something they need to know about.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, that made it pretty easy with, you know, if we're watching Friends or Seinfeld or something, they start talking about sex or whatever. It's like, I mean, we've already talked to her about some of that stuff. She got a question. She already knows she can talk to us about it. So now she just laughs with us and watches and probably understands.
See, with Allie, it's a different situation. I mean, shoot, I think Valerie even ordered a book about it, you know, how to talk to him about it.
Sure.
Like I said, I was never told. This is Valerie. She's like, I was never told.
No.
Learn from friends and from, you know, health class.
Talking about things like that, I think, is newer.
Well, it's because I think it's newer because it's more around now than it was in the 80s and early 90s when we were growing up.
No. Nobody talked about it.
No.
And the thing is what I've learned from my parents and their generation, my grandparents, like, we've had these talks, like, I've talked to them, like, man, you guys didn't know about this? Oh, we knew about it, we just didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, the news didn't, nobody really heard about it, you know. Knew about it, but they didn't say anything,
mm-hmm.
you know. I knew about, like, you know, bad people out there trying to abduct kids or something. My grandma, like, I was afraid of vans for, like, the longest time. Like, you know, the white van with no window. My grandma was, like, germs and vans, man. Like, she had me because she was not, like, close to the chest on, like, what she was saying. Like, she laid it out there, like, these people will snatch you up.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take you away and you'll never be seen again and saying these other things. I'm like, whoa. So I remember that as I was mm-hmm. I'm like, I mean, maybe I don't have to be so graphic about it, but I can at least instill this.
Well, you got to warn them about it. I mean, an adult come, you know, the way that they get you is, you know, free candy. Oh, you guys want some candy? Or, hey, you want to help me?
Stranger danger.
Help me with my puppy and everything. Like, Allie, I trust.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter, I trust. Lennon's getting to the age where I can trust him. Now, Molly.
Yeah, you got to keep your eye on her.
She's just...
But she's also, I mean, she's 5 years old.
She's
right?
four.
I mean, she's not far from you guys, right? I mean,
no, she's not.
You know what I mean? She's mm-hmm. not one enough.
No. We tendency to, because we live out here in the country now, that we don't really, you don't keep an eye on her all the time.
With her.
But siblings. She's always with a sibling.
Yeah.
But when we lived in the subdivision, I mean, it was, we kept our eye on all the kids all the time.
Dude, Juliana's still in the backyard, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it happens all the time.
Or at least make sure your dogs are out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big
well, there's no reason for
Frisco's going
to
eat him.
Yeah, there's no the way our house is set up. There's nothing to do with the front yard, like, so. I just
and all of ours, you know, the way my place is set up now, everything's in the front yard. So we just look out the big sliding door and we can see the kids out there playing.
Yeah, you just have to, man. And I do. I know quite a few people that are just like, the kids are out there and they're not checking for an hour, 2 hours. You're like, dude, how do you even know? Like, what's I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe that's part of the fact, like, I only have one kid. Mm-hmm. I only plan on having one kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I got. So, yeah, I'm, like, high alert all the time.
Oh,
it doesn't matter who we're with. We could be with our best friends. We could be with family.
Yeah, we
checking
check
on them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Always check up.
Because you hear too many stories about even stuff that's happened or from
family members.
Mm-hmm. And it usually is that way.
Mm-hmm. It's always someone that they know.
It is.
That they're comfortable with.
Typically.
A majority of the time, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even, we got Jake, our dog. If, you know, the delivery guy comes, pulls up, he's barking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he's our first.
Our dogs go nuts when anybody comes.
Yeah, and so he's our first line of, okay, if he's barking, there's something out there, and then we'll go out and check. Mm-hmm. You know, even if the kids are out there, someone pulls up, he's out there barking at them.
Well, especially out here, man. Like, if somebody's just pulling up to your house.
Didn't hear him bark when you pulled up, though.
Oh, that is weird. Maybe he knows.
Well, I think it's when they're walking in. If you pull in, he doesn't bark. But
we have a rapport, Jake and I.
Oh, that is
true. So when I got out of the car, he's like, oh, hey, buddy.
I'm Jake from State Farm.
But see, if that was my... Your dog's way more calm because it was my... Whether they know you or not, they're just lit up for like 5 minutes. You have to just, you know, taser them, get them to stop. You know,
you taser them.
I mean, I'm joking, but they're nuts. They're just insane. They will not stop.
Well, you got little dogs. Little dogs are always like that, except for Frisco. Frisco pretty crazy?
He's crazy, too. Yeah, I have to put them outside like when people come over because they're just so riled up. They're excited. Well,
Frisco's so big that he'll whack someone with the tail and knock him out.
He does. He just plows you over.
Every time I go over there, he whacks me with his tail.
Tail and his paw, he'll paw you right in the genitalia. He's right there. It don't matter what height you are, he finds a way. Oh, he's boom, up.
Boom.
Right there for you.
Yep.
High one.
What?
He just got you. So, you know, I think watching some of the stuff we've watched with it has led to some good conversations. And so I definitely have no regrets with what I've exposed to her to thus far, but I am mindful of what she sees and what, you know,
Well, even with the Disney shows that we watch now and stuff, I mean, they got, you know, growing up, we never saw anyone kiss on TV, hardly ever. Yeah, well, on the little TV shows that we watch.
Yeah, like Disney shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much different now.
But now, you know.
Well, Disney's for adults now, too, you know.
Yeah. I mean? And so, yeah, they're kissing everything, and so they grow up, they know. About, you know, that type of stuff.
It's like the shut up thing.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Don't say that. Now it's like shut ups and songs that they like. You know, you have to adjust to the times. You know, I really think that if you just live in the past.
Well, not even that. I mean, all the stupid YouTube stuff that they watch. You know, they're sitting there, shut up. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not saying go out and, you know, say, yeah, you can say that or, you know, be a certain. But it's just if you're just going to be like, you know, how it used to be like in the past, you know, 20, 30 years ago, people didn't talk about stuff. They're going to be so lost.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't want them to experience something for the first time and they're just and it could go really bad. You know, and that's my biggest thing is just trying to have her as educated as possible when she goes into the real world on her own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and always know that, you know, hey, we're a phone call away. It doesn't matter what it is, you know. You gotta weaponize these kids with knowledge and the ability to make sound choices, you know. And that's with your involvement, what you're giving them access to, you know. And if you're just throwing them in a room and walking away for hours and they're online talking to some dude and Bangladesh that's, you know, 38 years old creeper, and that's on you, you know.
Yeah,
don't be shocked, like, you know, it's, well, I had no idea. I know you didn't. Duh,
that's why you didn't have any
idea. Yeah, we know you didn't have any idea. Go take a peek. They want their privacy, I get it, and I'm all for independence, you know. I have mine and my siblings had theirs, and it's good to have that, you know, they're, especially as they get older, you know, 7, 8 years old is really when I started noticing it. Like, she really likes to just have her time.
Yeah.
But it's usually time to do things that we've already signed off on are good. And if it is doing something that maybe might be questionable, then she's not far away.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just, you got to check up on them.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Privacy is nice and everything, but a lot of times privacy is what gets them in trouble, you know? So.
I think privacy is fine with them, like, when you, the more you've been involved in what you've given them, you know, more, like, information about and talk to them about and stuff like that, you know? But yeah, like, don't just leave them alone forever, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, Allie's 11, you know, you could probably leave her alone for a while and be like, you're good.
I trust her, Landon. Yeah.
And that's that trust thing, like you talked about. Yeah, and you know, like, you know your kids.
Yeah.
If you're involved with them, you know how they are. Is my kid, does my kid lie to me a lot? Does, you know, like Juliana, I can tell she's lying, you know. And the funny thing with her is she'll lie to me sometimes. And not even about, it just could be about eating her lunch. It could be whatever. And then she'll turn around like later and go tell Oggs because the guilt got to her.
I lied to Dad.
Yeah, I didn't eat all my lunch. I lied, you know, whatever. Because we raised her to try to be honest, you know, to be honest, you know, to have integrity and things.
They're going to be in less trouble If you tell the truth at first.
And that was the biggest thing.
Then you will be, if you lie, right there, and you find out that you lied.
You said it.
Then you're going to be in trouble.
No, you nailed it. Yeah. And yep. We really stress that with her. Like, you want to talk about something, please do. Mm-hmm. What you know, feelings about whatever, bring it up. Don't lie to us. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have you tell the truth. Maybe I don't like what I'm hearing. We can deal with it. You probably, and I even said, I was like, you're probably not even going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like 9 out of 10 times you tell the truth, you would probably just be like, all right, don't do that again or yeah. whatever. It's when you lie, you get in more trouble. And I, you know, I remember having this conversation with her when she was a little younger, and it went into like people that tend to lie a lot, then it gets easier and easier, and then they end up doing some things that maybe they get in a lot of trouble for. Mm-hmm. And if they would have just been honest, maybe it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So just
try to. Well, it just seems like it's a snowball effect. I mean, you lie once, you lie about this thing, but then you have to keep that lie up, but then you do another lie to cover up for this lie, and next thing you know, it's just this big snowball, and then eventually, sometime it's going to come crashing down on you.
Yeah.
And the consequences are going to be a lot worse than the very first time. Yes, I did steal a dollar out of your wallet instead of, who took my money? Oh, no, me. Oh, no, not me. And the next thing you know, 2 weeks later, I find out it was you.
Right.
You've been lying for me for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that works, you know, with the censorship that we're talking about, you know, like, just tell me, what are you watching right there? Mm-hmm. You know, if you lie, I can do a bunch of different things to find out what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're honest, I'll probably just tell you, that's cool that you watch that. Or, no, you can't. Don't watch that stuff. And this is why. That's another thing that's big with us is the why.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just tell you, no, you can't have TikTok and I don't want you recording for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I say, no, I don't want you on TikTok with your friend who's like 7 posting on social media because of what we've already talked about.
Yeah.
I got a 40-year-old guy who can flip on TikTok and he's watching the little 8-year-olds dance. Mm-hmm. I'm not cool with that.
Nope.
So
you know, why can't I go and play this game?
That's why.
Because you can't play this game because if you're not playing with your cousins, you're playing with a stranger, and the stranger's might try and manipulate you. And we don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
So no, you're not gonna.
And it doesn't always have to be with predators. Like, yeah. I mean, she's asked me a question like, "Why can't I watch it?" I'm like, "Cause a guy gets his head blown off, and I don't think you're gonna like what you see."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or these zombies come spilling in the room and they rip a person apart. Maybe I'm super aggressive about it.
No,
but
you gotta tell them.
But or else they're gonna. I'm gonna give it to you straight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can decide. Yeah, maybe I don't want to see that.
Now. Well, it's like, so I know Landon, and he gets scared pretty easy.
Yeah.
He wants to watch Ghostbusters.
Right.
It's going to scare him to death.
Sure.
And so I told him, yes.
It's a good movie to watch.
It is.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to scare him.
Yeah, it creeped her out a little bit, but yeah,
I get see, but it's going to really creep him out.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, you know, the ghost up in the...
The painting.
The painting.
The second one, yeah.
Oh, that's the second one?
That's
okay.
The second one, yeah.
Okay, well, that one creeped me out. Wait. When I was younger.
Yeah, the second one's
that was the second one. Okay, yeah, the one I started watching him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to freak him out. And he was like, I really want to watch it. And I'm like, I'm going to advise you not to because it's going to freak you out. Maybe when you're a little older. He's like, I really want to watch it. And I'm like, okay, if we're going to watch it, we're going to watch it together.
Sure.
And then, but we haven't yet. But, you know, eventually I'll watch it with him, but I don't want to right now because I know it's going to scare him. Because I know him.
Well, and that's the thing. You know your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Juliana's the same way. Like, she gets freaked out by, you know, some stuff I get surprised. Like, sometimes if you watch something, it doesn't bother her. But there's other stuff that I know is going to creep her out. But, yes, she wants to watch it. And so sometimes I'll give her a little taste, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wanted to watch some zombie movie. I can't remember if it was, like, Zombieland or something. I'm like, I'll show you the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. If you can get past that. But then I remembered, as we're watching, I'm like, you know, the beginning of the movie is actually the worst part. That's so funny. But she was like a minute in, like, I don't want to watch this anymore. I was like, because have you seen Zombieland? Like, the montage of, like, zombies attacking people to For Whom the Bell Tolls. And so the whole, you know, 3-minute intro is just people getting eaten by zombies. I was like, yeah, maybe we... But, the only reason I even thought that maybe she could do it is because I've watched, like, The Walking Dead in the past for years, and, like, she'd watch it with me sometimes and it didn't bother, like, the zombies. And something, if it got too brutal, I'd cover, obviously, but...
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, maybe zombies, because I know ghosts freak her out more than anything, so, I mean, like, zombies...
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Right. But it's, like, the whole, like, I know that's... I try to... Like, zombies aren't real. They ain't real. But then she's like, well, a ghost reel? I'm like, that's a topic that we're going to talk about another time.
Yes.
Talk about the unknown, but it's like, that one is kind of a gray area for me. Like, some people, it's black and white. Like, nope, there's no ghosts. And they truly believe this. I don't. So,
yeah.
I can't. Now, is this movie accurate? No. Is Ghostbusters real? Absolutely not. Are the people rolling around like little lightning bolt guns shooting up, you know, ghosts that are flying? No, it's not real.
No.
But the stuff that's super creepy, talking about like, you know, possession or whatever, yeah. And that's like, I believe that that's real. And there's been a lot of historical evidence that it is accurate. So, yeah, I'm not going to be too keen on having her watch that just yet. So maybe that's where I draw the line on the go, you know, the ghost front. But I don't want to freak her out so she can't sleep. I'm not trying to mess her up. She wants to watch some scary stuff, so it's just you gotta. So we try the more kid friend, like the house, the clock, and the walls. She did think it was a little creepy then, but not to the extent as Hunter Doug, but he's also four, so
yeah,
it was
that's a little different. True. What about Casper?
Yeah, she likes Casper. Yeah, I think stuff with that are obviously fake.
I think the older two we watched it a long time ago. But we haven't watched that.
I think those kind of movies, like I said, even with Ghostbusters, I mean, there's some creepy stuff. But when it's just so obviously...
Well, they got the Ghostbuster in the beginning of Casper.
Oh, yeah.
One of them, I think, Dan Aykroyd. Is it Dan? Or is it...
One
of them runs out and is like, I can't hear
this. Yeah, he just leaves. I think it was Dan Aykroyd.
I can't remember if it was Dan or one
she
of
does
the
like, she does really good with stuff that's just so obviously fake. Mm-hmm. It's when it looks real, kind of, that she kind of starts to get...
Well, it's like we watched... it's every Halloween we watch Ernest Scared Stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, they got the creepy trolls.
I remember that movie, yeah.
They got the creepy trolls.
Miak.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I knew it was Miak.
I knew. Okay, I did that at work today with DJ. I was like, because he said something and it sounded like Miak, and I go, Miak, and I go, I bet you can't. I was like, bet
I
you
would have known exactly what movie you're talking about.
Because I go, I bet you can't name that movie, and he had no idea. And
I was like, stupid.
Oh, boy. That's why we're friends.
I would have had you.
That is why we're friends.
We would have still watched that all the time.
Yeah, we watch it every Halloween.
See, that movie was like so obviously fake to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the real stuff that I'm like. We'll wait, you know. Yeah. But she's asked, like, what's Halloween, you know? Because I love, that's like my favorite, like, slasher movie from back in the day. It was the Halloween movies with Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I even watch them now, I'm like, God, that's so cheesy. The first one, the old one. But I'm not going to watch it with her, though, like, because that's, it's creepy. And it could be, like, a guy walking around with a mask killing people is not that far-fetched, okay? It does happen, so... plus, you know, you got some little bit of nudity in there. You know, we got to dial it back. I think when she's about probably 10, I'll probably ever, if she wants to give it a look. I think that's about how old I was when I saw it. So, I think about some movies about what age I was when I would see them, and then I go, okay, maybe she, when she's there, I'll, if she wants to.
I think my first rated R movie that I actually sat down and watched all the way through, I was about 10 or 11. And I think it was Gangster's Paradise.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
No, you mean
or whatever it's called. The
Dangerous Minds.
Dangerous Minds. That's it.
I was like, the song is Gangster's Paradise. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Dangerous Julio. Minds.
Dangerous Minds with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That was like the first one.
Oh, okay. That probably wasn't that bad.
No, I don't think I've really seen it since.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it, honestly. She loves Gangsta's Paradise, too, by the way. Loves that song.
That is a good one.
Nice. I want to say my first radar movie was... It's really hard to...
I was at a birthday party.
Mine was with my mom. You know, like I said, I have a young mom, man. She had me when she's 19. So I'm trying to think. She's probably like 26. Like, oh, this movie wasn't that scary. And throws it on like 6 or 7. Like, it was, I think it was Silver Bullet. You ever see Silver Bullet?
Mm-mm.
It's a werewolf movie from the 80s with Gary Busey.
Oh, no.
No, it's so
good. Enough right there.
Bro,
enough
so
right
good.
There. You stop it.
Gary Busey.
You stop it.
Hey, he's in Point Break, and that movie's amazing.
Yeah.
Try to tell me otherwise.
Oh, yeah? Bye. You know what else he's in? Rookie of the Year.
Great movie.
It's horrible.
That's a good. She likes that movie.
I know my kids love it too.
Daniel
Stern,
he's the guy. Look at the ball. ball. Let's play some ball.
He's got the stuck between the doors.
So there's some good movies from where we were kids. Yes. Now, like Little Giants, you know?
Oh, Allie loves Little Giants.
Dude, we were watching Little Giants in April during the lockdown, mm-hmm. and the toilet paper scene where he's selling the football. I'm like, oh my gosh, how applicable.
Why is he wasting that toilet paper? Yeah, I was
like, can't be throwing toilet paper.
Wait a minute.
No, yeah, so yeah, Silver Bullet, I want to say, and I'm not going to lie, man, that movie, I wouldn't let Juliana watch that. I don't know what my mom was thinking. She wasn't.
She just wanted to see Gary Busey.
It's a good movie. Like, it's a good werewolf movie. It's from, like, it's like 1985 or something. Yeah, Corey Haiman. You remember the Corey mm-hmm. Haiman and the other Corey, the two Coreys. Yeah. Corey Haiman, Corey...
Feldman.
Feldman, thank mm-hmm. you. They're in Lost Boys together. Remember mm-hmm. Lost Boys? Great movie. Saw that mm-hmm. when I was like 10, so there's another great movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's in a wheelchair in the movie. Mm-hmm. And his motorcycle wheelchair thing that his uncle Gary Busey makes is called Silver Bullet. Mm-hmm. Ironically, it's a werewolf movie, gotta make Silver Bullet kill. Anyway, mm-hmm. great movie though. It really is. It's worth a gander.
I already see where it's going.
No, it's a good movie.
I think I know how it ends now.
For the 80s. But there's like a scene in there where this werewolf is like eating this person, and I'm like, I remember hiding behind the couch still to this day, like, oh my gosh, like, you know, and I watched this scene down. Like,
what's Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors.
What's that rated?
That's R.
Okay, I saw that.
That's based off of the Broadway musical.
Okay.
Or they made a musical off the movie. I can't, yeah. I think
never mind. I saw that. I watched that when I was younger.
Okay. Is that bad? I never seen it, I don't think.
It was weird.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw it.
Because he's got the bodies that he chops up and throws into that big,
huge big plant.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I saw it.
And then I remember one time sneaking up and my older siblings were watching Lord of the Flies, and it scared me to death.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and now then there's Tremors. Yeah, but then there's Tremors. Tremors scared me to
death. Tremors PG-13.
Is it?
With the giant worms, yeah.
Scared me. I couldn't walk on the
floor. I love that movie.
I love it now.
Yeah, no, I mean when I was younger.
Not me. I couldn't walk on the floor for like 2 weeks.
And the second one. You ever see the second one with the Tremors that have like they're smaller versions, so they're like walking around and stuff.
That's cheating.
Yeah, it wasn't as good.
It's like Sharknado. Just gets worse and worse every time.
They did. Yeah, I mean, I think there's like 8 Tremors now. I don't know. Right. I mean, how much can this ground shake? But here's a movie that you watch now and you're like, oh my gosh, how is this PG? Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
How great is that movie, though? Do you like it? Be honest.
Drop Dead Fred.
No, don't change the subject. We're talking about
Beetlejuice is freaking awesome. Dude,
Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice is so funny.
Yes.
But we watched it. She'd already seen it once. Well, no. So she hadn't seen it. Mm-hmm. So we watched it this Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I was already like, man, like, because we just watched it like recently too. I'm like, God dang, man, I forgot. Like, this is a PG. You guys dropping an F-bomb in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's perverted. Like, mm-hmm. But it's, you know, it's funny, the movie. But I'm like, we're going to let's see if she likes it. Mm-hmm. You know, screw it. And she thought it was hilarious, loved it. Probably because I'm laughing, you know, like, mm-hmm. hysterically, too. But there's no way that movie would be PG now at mm-hmm. all. Not even close.
See, it's funny how there's movies that are PG, PG-13 back then, and you're like, there's no way. But then there's rated R movies that you're like, why is this rated R? Like Tombstone. For I don't really see why that's rated R.
It really, it doesn't need to be. Because even like it's because it was ultra violent, but the thing is even the violence, like there's not like a lot of blood.
No. Like the bloodiest part is probably when his brother gets shot.
Right.
And he's saving him, and then he walks out in the rain and he's covered in
blood. There's more blood in PG-13 movies now than in that movie. I just think it was probably it's very mature subject. Mm-hmm. And it's just...
See, I remember when The Matrix came out, it was PG-13.
R.
It was PG-13 at first.
Well, it's R.
Well, it was going to be, but then Columbine happened.
You might be right on that. Because there's then, no... And then they changed it to R. I think that's right. Because it was because very violent, and the trench coats.
And the trench coats, yep.
It's very violent, but there was no blood. Like, there's no blood, and there's nothing, mm-hmm. no F-bombs, like nothing. So, yeah, it easily could have been.
No, it was supposed to be PG-13, but then Columbine happened, and then they turned it to R.
So, makes sense. I think just some stuff, sometimes it's like, you make it R because, especially in, like, the 90s, was because, like, it's just very mature, and it's very violent, mm-hmm. and it's just almost easier just to make it R than even. But now, like, now you can, like, decipher, like, mm-hmm. PG, like, GPG is, like, straight kid almost anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. PG-13 is pretty gray. I mean, because mm-hmm. you'll see
some gray areas.
Very gray. Like, yeah, dang, that's really PG-13? Like, mm-hmm. man, they're like, oh, it's almost like full-blown nudity going on right here. Mm-hmm. While they're making love in the sheets.
Yeah.
And then, you know, most stuff that is R now, yeah. Mm-hmm. It deserves to be R. Yeah. Like, there is no question. Like, oh, yeah, I know why that's R. Because it's like...
Well, they got the PG-13s where I think they can drop the F-bomb once, maybe twice.
I think it's... Shoot, man. I think you can get up to, like, three of those puppies in there as long as you spread them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so by the time you get to R, it's like, yeah, we see why. It's like the difference between network television and watching some on HBO.
Oh, definitely.
Like, there's no question. I think that's what we've done now with R. It's like, yeah, it's definitely an R. Like...
Yeah.
So it almost makes it easier. It makes it easier, and it, well, I can't say easier because it's kind of easy, kind of hard because it's like then you watch a PG-13 movie with your kid, and you're like, holy crap, what am I watching with this kid?
Mm-hmm.
But at least you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting with the R movies, though.
You definitely like, do.
No question now.
No question.
So I think, real quick before we wrap up, if you had to put an age on, like, you know, we'll just use Allie for an example because you're saying she's oblivious. If you guys were going to try to have this conversation with her, like the talk about some serious stuff, you know, the birds and the bees, what would you think would be?
Well, she's going to be going into middle school, and middle school is when they start teaching a lot of things and you're starting to learn a lot of things.
You're gonna get
just with friends and stuff, so I think it'll be coming soon. With
probably even just a heads up.
Yeah, just a heads up.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't mean to put so much emphasis. Like, I don't think there is like the whole talk thing. Such a.
Oh, come here, sit down.
Yeah, I don't think that's as much the case anymore. It's just like, let me just give you a heads up here, real quick, just in case you don't know yet. There's some stuff. Got any questions? And if you do, you don't even have them right now. If you want it later, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And I think just that, there's your talk.
Anymore. They got to have that open relationship with them.
Yeah, I think that's more.
That's my my brother-in-law and sister-in-law on Valerie's side.
Yeah.
I mean, they're open with their kids, and they have a great relationship with them about that kind of stuff. And so we've kind of tried to model our parenting that way.
Sure.
With them, through them. So
I think there's a lot to be gained from people you're close with. You see what they do, you know, because I think we're all, you know, like I've said it before, like, I don't like when people tell me what to, don't tell me what to, but like, if I see something I like that you're doing, I'm probably going to use it. If I see something I don't like, I'm going to try not to. Like, I'm not out here saying I wrote the book on parenting because it's far from it. But what? I think we all need to.
I saw it in the library the other day.
Is that my picture?
Reverend Steve Jackson.
Reverend Steve Jackson, how you doing? This is how you raise your kids. No if, ands, or buts.
But with the stash.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. There ain't no other way to do it. You either do it my way or it's the highway, buddy. All right. And I don't know why I have an accent now all of a sudden.
You went country on us. It's the stash. It's bringing it out.
How to raise your kids. But there is. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot to be learned from family and friends, and you see things like, yeah, I like how they do that. Or sometimes it's even like, man, I would, like Alex and I will say this a lot, like, gosh, I wish sometimes we could be a little bit like, more mellow, like, just take the cap off. She's fine, she'll be fine, but it's just not in there.
You can't.
I can't do it.
Anyway. Different world than what we grew up in.
It really is.
I mean, it was around, but wasn't as noticeable as it is.
I think the big thing that makes it different is that how in your face it is. I think this stuff, most of the stuff that we talk about, that has always been around, but now it's just you can see it.
It's
now
everywhere.
It's talked about.
Finally,
it's one of those topics. Yeah, and it should be. It's kind of like with like, mental health type thing. People didn't want to talk about mental health. Now we talk about it. Now we have avenues to help people.
That would be another topic.
Yeah,
we talk about
probably should
mental health.
Yeah, I mean it's a big.
These got are a lot of knowledge in that one.
There's a lot of things that people need to know about and should be talking about. And yeah, the days of like, hey, what's this? Oh, go away. We're not going to talk about it. You don't even know you're a kid. Like, that's the absolute wrong answer. There's a lot of gray area.
There's some grown folk talking here. Get out of here. Go watch your cartoon.
I think denying your kid an answer is not the right thing to do. Yeah, I don't care how old. If they're 4, give them something. It doesn't have to be like the every, you know, the specifics, but give them a little.
But your kid has to be comfortable enough to ask you these, like me.
And
there
that's
was
on
no,
you.
There was no way in heck I was going to go to my parents and ask.
For sure.
No way.
Right.
But I want my kids to be coming to be able to come and ask me. I want to be able to talk to my kids about anything. But that's the problem is they go to their mom to talk about
But that's how I was. I would talk with my mom with a lot more than like my dad talking about that stuff because he wouldn't like that. Because like I said, he didn't really care, but he didn't really know how to have those conversations, so he just didn't.
See, but I know I can, but they just don't. They just go to their mom.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm right here, guys.
Right.
They'll literally walk past me, go talk to the mom.
Oh, and there's...
Who's taking a nap.
Right. And we see that, too. I mean, she talks to us both about stuff, but there are things, like, especially girl-specific, that she'll go to her mom. And that's totally fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't even told her, I was like, as she goes up and starts dealing with becoming a woman, and
I'm
sure she's coming to you, and I'd prefer it that way. Because, I mean, I can be like, yeah, I read in a book, or I was told this, or I had a sister, your aunt, you know, like... Mm-hmm. No, it ain't the same. She wants to hear it from the source.
Exactly.
So, if you want me in on the conversation, I'm happy to be there. I doubt you will. And I get that because I'm not begging to be a part of that conversation.
Yep.
When that day starts, you know, when Aunt Flo comes for the first time, hopefully I'm gone is what I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. I want to be able to help. You know, I'm not. But I'm sure
we need to start a business that we travel, and when it hits that time of the month, we'll make sure that we're out of town.
That's perfect. Man, yeah. We'll just call it business.
Yeah.
What do you know, like in the 50s? When are you going to be home? I'll be out Friday. I'm away for business.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure dinner's ready for me when I get home.
Don't you mind. Mind your business.
Yeah, just different time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad news.
All right. Well, this one ran a little long, but that's all right. Lots to talk about. I mean, shoot, lots we can keep stuff. Going and going.
No.
But, yeah, that was
no
part two.
Regrets.
Yeah. No, that was part two of censorship. Yeah, like you said, if you guys have any topics or anything, hit us up. Message us. You know, like, subscribe to this podcast, share it with everyone. We're trying to get the word out. We're not going to try and spend money. We're not going to
pay
for advertisement.
We'll see where it goes, but we're having a good time doing it. We're just trying to get another voice out there, another opinion, and another side of the story, you know? I mean,
yeah, that's all it is.
When it comes to parenting and just things from maybe a dad's perspective that you wouldn't normally hear about.
Yep.
Know?
Hear mom's perspective all the time.
Yeah.
Time for the dads. So, all right. Well, hey, you know, y'all stay safe out there. Stay healthy, and remember that children are blessings, and that's taken for granted.
Take care.
Peace.